Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Jollis is here, too. Rob's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back many years. Golly, guess about more than 11 years now that Rob's been joining us. He's the author of many books, including Mental Agility, including The Way of the Warrior, and, of course, what's become the Bible on salesmanship, customer-centered selling, now out in its like 23rd edition, something under a billion copies galactically, and more importantly, he's our good friend and the world's newest auctioneer. Rob Jollis, welcome back.
Pleasure to be here. I love that term, somewhere under a billion. That's
yeah.
Good. I can honestly say that's true.
Now, that's across the galaxy, of course.
Okay, of course.
So the world's newest auctioneer.
Yep, it's that's Plan B.
Now, Rob, you're a highly successful trainer, business owner. You speak all over the world. You're in demand. You have people working for you. You're a big guy. You're a big shot. You're a big deal. As Ron Burgundy said, you're a big deal around here. Why do you need a Plan B?
Why doesn't everyone have a Plan B? Because how many people do we know who felt absolutely insulated, safe, secure, without a Plan B, and life turns on a dime?
Yeah.
You mean like
when I got downsized twice in 18 months in the 80s?
Sure. Yeah. Exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, why I was a former insurance salesman. So were you. Why do we suggest that people have disability insurance? I mean, no one's going to get sick,
right?
But people do get sick. And, you know, the funny thing about disability, because I sold it, was the most important thing I put on my disability policy was a small rider called ODOC, meaning what if it's not a major disability, but I just can't speak anymore. I can't travel anymore, but I can certainly work. Why wouldn't I be working on a Plan B?
Right. Well, this is something I know you've been thinking about a lot lately, and all of us should do this. And this is the kind of this is sort of like the advice I give to people who tell me they want to go into business but they can't quite make the leap financially. And I
right.
tell them, start developing Plan B, start doing something, whatever it is that you think you want to do, whatever it is that you can that you'd like to branch off into, as long as there's no legal conflict with your employer, start doing it in little bitty pieces at a time and building on it. I gave somebody this advice the other day. I said this is a 15-year plan. In 15 years, you can retire from this business and go and move off into the other one, and they can exist in parallel universes.
Sure. And you know what? Almost like Stephen Covey said in our conversation, we've begun with the end in mind, because mm-hmm. Really, where's the start of all this? And you know, in the article that I wrote last week, I got a call from a friend of mine. Now, it wasn't him, it was a friend of his. But his wife worked at a store that sold food with a very good friend of theirs, and they found out that the husband unfortunately had been caught stealing food. Now, this
wow.
guy's in his mid-50s, a high-level executive
wow.
who's been unemployed for 2 years
hmm.
and broke down and not only confessed, but said he'd been doing it for quite some time
yeah.
and because he didn't have a Plan B. He unemployed tuitions, mortgage, all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to finish this call depressed and sad, but we have to look this in the face a little bit and say, he was just like you and I,
mm-hmm.
working for a solid company, 20-something years, going for the gold watch, and the company went under.
Not, yeah.
And that means he lost his job.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the fact is that we have to look at this. We can look at this Plan B as a safety shoot. We can look at it as a hobby. We can look at it from many angles, but it's almost irresponsible for anybody to be working in a job and saying, well, nothing will happen, so why would I want to develop any other skills? We have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the lifelong learning is an imperative in the 21st century, isn't it?
Yes.
And we're not talking about some learning something esoteric that's just, you know, nice to have, but we're talking about lifelong learning, meaning that you become capable in more things than one.
Sure. And Jim, you know something? If you do the research on this, you'll find that one of the oldest myths out there is somebody put up somewhere that said older workers are unwilling or unable to learn new skills. That is not an opinion. That's factually false. Mm-hmm. In fact, what they found is people over 50 are consistently enrolling in self-improvement mm-hmm. and skill-enhancing programs.
Well, you're in my generation. Yeah. The boomers are. That's one of the areas where I feel pretty confident that we're different from our parents' generation. At least, I think most of the boomers that I know are you know, expecting to stay relevant, to stay productive, to some level after their retirement age.
Yes, we're working out, we're training, we're on mm-hmm. the ellipticals, yeah. And we're trying to clear up some of the issues that we saw in the other generations, where when they retired, they withered a little bit, mentally and physically. So you find the boomers are in the gyms, working out, and embracing new ideas. I just wish the employers would just get rid of that notion that because we're in our 50s or, you know, we're a little bit older, that somehow that means we're unwilling to embrace new ideas. By the way, another myth is, not an opinion, a fact, that some people think that an older employee might be more apt to be ill or to get sick. Factually proven, mm-hmm. not true, 24 to 35 is the age group mm-hmm. that gets the sickest the most. Let's put it this way, that misses the most work saying they're sick. Pardon me.
Yeah.
We clean that up.
That's right. Well, you know, your point is really a good one. And in the 21st century, and especially now in the second decade of the 21st century, you know, the way you think about your work, the way you think about your job, the way you think about a career is a lot different than it was when you and I started in the marketplace, Rob, many years ago. And so when we come back, I want to get Rob to apply this to small business owners. Because, I mean, we have the love of our life in our business, right? Ladies and gentlemen, a professional love of our life. Why would we want or need a Plan B? 20 after, Rob Jolliss is our guest. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'm your host.
Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cadence, five swaggers, flutter your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.